Hi everyone, my name is Mike Livermore. Welcome to episode 49 of the Magnify 'Em Together teen podcast series. This is the seventh episode of nine with me on the subject of classic lessons for modern challenges. Let's begin. We all know that Joshua was a faithful servant and a wonderful leader as the people of Israel entered the promised land. On his death at the age of 110 years old, recorded for us in Judges chapter 2, verse 10, is the result of what happened after he and his generation had passed away. So verse 10 reads of Judges chapter 2, "When all that generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord, nor the work which he had done for Israel." How could this be? How could they not know God? How could the generation of faith led by Joshua that came in and tried to conquer the land and in many ways was successful in conquering large parts of the promised land, they saw God working before them as they claimed their inheritance. Yet the next generation, it says, did not know the Lord. How could this be? How could the next generation after Joshua descend into the period of the judges where every man did that which was right in his own eyes because they weren't following God? Why was this the case? Because they weren't taught God. That's what the verse says. They didn't know God. They were not properly taught or instructed in the ways of the Lord. And so after this event, we find in the book of the Psalms especially, a highlight given on the importance of teaching the next generation. Psalm 48, verse 13, "Mark well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that you may tell it to the generation following." Psalm 71, verse 18, "Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me, until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come." And Psalm 102, verse 18, "This will be written for the generation to come, that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord." It seems as if these Psalms capture a national lesson that Israel learned, that after the disaster of the period of the judges, they couldn't repeat that mistake. That when there was a faithful generation, perhaps in this case the generation of David, they had to record it, to teach it, to tell it to the next generation, such that the wisdom that they had learned about God and all they wanted to pass on and teach, they could, such that their children would not grow up and not know God. They had to teach him the ways of God. And the Psalms reflect that. For time's sake, I won't read this whole passage, but I suggest looking more carefully at Psalm 78 and verses 1 through 7 and the key words repeated over and over again of generation, generation, children, children, make them know, they might come to know, declare them, make them know, tell them. There's a focus placed on teaching or telling the next generation that they may know. And so the Bible, especially the Psalms, have this lesson for us that it is so critical for us to teach the next generation, to pass the torch, to help them to come to know our God. And it's really a group effort for all of us. Even those of us without natural children, if we have, if you will, spiritual nephews and nieces, all of us in our ecclesia have this duty, this honor, to teach the next group of believers. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2 highlights this group effort lesson. This verse reads, "And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." So the advice of Paul to Timothy here was, well, find other people, find other faithful people, teach them, and help them to also teach others along with you, is to develop and establish a whole core of teachers that you all together may teach others about the gospel that you've come to love and to cherish. And so the classic lesson for us is to teach our young people the ways of God, to teach them the Bible. But in our modern day age, and whenever you're listening to this podcast, it's never been more difficult to capture a young person's attention. Right now, on a cell phone, a tablet, a computer, there is so much entertainment available 24/7, striving to capture the views and the audience of our young people, of the next generation. The budgets being spent by entertainment companies is out of control. In the year 2019, Netflix spent $13 billion on original programming. Amazon Prime, $5 billion. For Hulu and Disney Plus, it was only $2 billion, but they're projected to ramp up spending to $20 billion soon on original programming. And of course, YouTube's out there, and how could you even find a value for the endless supply of videos on YouTube? The standards for entertainment are so high. The competition is so great. These companies are spending billions battling each other for the viewership and attention of our young people, for all of us of any age. It has never been more difficult to capture someone's attention and teach them about the ways of God. Standards are now so high for what will hold a person's attention. The expectations for quality in classes or in speaking have been risen to such a high level because we're now competing with all of these visual mediums of the screens that are out there, of the YouTube videos. The visual, auditory, and kinesthetic level of competition is so high, so much higher than it has ever been in human history to hold a person's attention. So the challenge for us is that we have something that no billion-dollar corporation has. We have the Word. We have God's truth. We have been given the pearl of great price. At the judgment seat, $20 billion will not buy you the pearl of great price. We have been given a priceless, invaluable gift that we have been given through the Bible. The Bible is powerful. The Bible is as sharp as a two-edged sword. The Bible is irreplaceable. It's worth more than anything in this life, and we wouldn't sell it for $20 billion. But yet the message of the Bible now, in this day and age, is in competition in a society that's developed an insatiable appetite for digital content. And it's up to us as believers to take this text message of the Word of God, this powerful, powerful book, and teach it to a generation that more than ever is going to videos and online content. This competition for the attention of our young people is unprecedented. So what do we do? Well, we must strive as best we can in our family lives to manage and turn off the screens and the streaming services and the cable channels, whatever it may be, and find time where it's peaceful and quiet to gather together as families or as groups of believers to teach at home the Bible to the next generation. When we gather as an ecclesia, we more than ever must put in time and effort to make our exhortations crisp, to make our exhortations valuable and useful, such that our young people won't dread having to sit there and listen, but they'll be intrigued and they'll be uplifted by what they hear. Our Bible classes must be worthwhile. There must be good discussion. We must prepare, put together visuals, make the classes good, make the classes worthwhile and edifying to people listening, such that they won't be tempted to get their phones out, get the YouTube videos out, give the kids a tablet, let's just get through this. Make our classes worthwhile. Let's prioritize teaching in our ecclesia and put the time and effort in such that we will reach our young people despite all the distractions they may have around them. And perhaps we also, as Christadelphians, as Bible believers, should put more content out there in the digital space, such as podcasts like this, whatever it takes. We should try our best with the abilities that we have to teach our young people the ways of God. The Bible is powerful. It's an incredible book, but we have to get it into the minds of our kids in a world where it's so hard to do that. Let's conclude with the words of 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. Be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. That really must be our goal in this day and age. So thank you very much for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast, and hopefully you'll join me in the next series as we begin to conclude and wrap up this series of classic lessons for modern challenges in episodes 8 and 9 soon to come. So thank you very much.